State Representative Benjamin Swan, the dean of the city's legislative delegation, Wednesday announced his support for Jesse Lederman's bid to win an at-large seat on the Springfield City Council in the November 3rd election.
He's a young man. He's energetic. He has a lot of understanding of the process. So therefore, he'd be an addition to a very positive addition to this council.
Lederman, who is 20, had not been born when Swan was first elected to the state legislature in 1994. Swan, who is a veteran of the civil rights movement, said he first noticed Lederman as an activist in their neighborhood.
I've watched him grow up. I've watched him become involved in civic activities here in the city of Springfield. I've seen him involved. I've seen his involvement in a number of political campaigns. Some of the candidates I supported, some of them I might not have supported.
Lederman said he was honored and humbled to have Swan's support.
Representative Swan's service to the people of Springfield is unparalleled, and I hope to bring the same caliber of representation to our constituents as a member of the City Council. Indeed, the leadership of my generation stands on the shoulders and counsel of tested and seasoned leaders such as the representative.
Swan's endorsement is quite a coup for Lederman. Swan has rarely endorsed candidates for municipal office. Lederman is one of 10 candidates running for 5 at-large council seats. All 5 incumbent councilors at large are seeking new 2-year terms.
Endorsements help a great deal because it's a name that folks are familiar with the work that they do, and I'm extremely, again, humbled and grateful that the representative and others are willing to lend their name to support me. But really what it comes down to is hard work and dedication, getting out, talking to people, and hearing about the issues that Springfield residents want addressed.
Lederman has been an activist in his native McKnight neighborhood since he was a teenager. He participated in several community campaigns, including opposition to a proposed biomass power plant in East Springfield and support for reopening the inner-city Mason Square Library. Springfield will hold a preliminary election on September 8th for mayor. Incumbent Dominic Sarno, seeking a 4th term, is on the ballot with 5 challengers. A 7th candidate for mayor, who failed to submit enough nomination signatures by the July 28th deadline, has announced a write-in campaign. The top 2 vote-getters in the preliminary advance to the November election. Today is the deadline to register to vote in the preliminary. When the Springfield City Council voted just last week to move the date of the preliminary up 1 week to September 8th to avoid conflicts with the Jewish holy days, the registration deadline was also pushed up. The city's election commissioner, Gladys Oyola, said her office has been spreading the word about the date changes.
We've been trying to kind of publicize it via our Facebook and here internally in the building. We've also been working with the League of Women Voters to kind of publicize it when they do their events, and we've been doing voter registration drives in different neighborhoods.
The Election Commission office in City Hall will remain open until 8 tonight for people to come in to register. People can also register online or mail a voter registration form postmarked by today's date. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.